Sure you know, and the Gaon continued, Aleph Cheshvan Heitav Shalom, October 13th, 1977, on Thursday, continued.
Furthermore, there, according to one alternative, is the Giloy Mora, then Rabbit Bethia. Now, let's say, if invitations are sent out that the wedding will take place in a certain hall, a certain day, at a certain time, and then the hostess with the tower stands there under the chuppah, and then he'll give it a tabar, he won't say anything, so it should be with the best. That's a certain way to me. But that a certain way to me resulted from certain degree, I mean, because he sent out the invitation. So it doesn't matter, it's still considered applicability there. So mainly according to one alternative in the Gemara, in as much as he didn't say anything. So, and who said the Gemara? Who made the Gemara? The Isha. So he said, I need to get it before. And then he said, and then he gave it a bar. So mainly according to one alternative, it's considered like a situation there. According to that alternative, no. Since the Hoche results from her people, so the Mele, it's not to be kach. Masoike, where the Hoche results from his people, and his people is incomplete, so then it's certainly unlike Asukumiti. So that's the reason that's why, in the case of Nosan Hudom or he, so it's a sort. Masoike, in the case of the Yat, not the Atname, assuming that there is no halacha of Yomei, so then there is a degree sophic. So then she's rather into that. Because there is halacha of Yikach. This is what the Rambam says. That's an essential ingredient of the Maitza HaKdush, giving the Keter B'Tzer HaKdush, and to say that it is the B'Tzer HaKdush. And to say means to indicate to be legal as us. Either so this amire can be realized in this language when it's a certain basis. And but if it is not, if there is no Yehoche without recourse to his people, and the Yehoche emanates only from his people, then it is only effective if it is implicitly visible. But if any other, so it's not in your position, then it's not implicitly visible. So Kinnikas is right. Alright. Now, the Shitas Rambam maybe this is what the Lobel, I mean, it's very obscure. In general, the Lobel paper is very, very obscure. But maybe this is what the Birkas Shmuel means. But we have to say that according to the Rambam people, but according to the other machine, who says there is a lochet of even when it's not in conflict with his prayer, so then we don't have to resort to it. The Rambam has another pshat in the Masechta Sabayis. Now, according to the Ram, Tesis the Rosh, according to the Ram, Tesis the Rosh, and all the shame, except that there is one Rosh in Tesis, that the Abaye of Apophis refers to the cave where he gave the separate pute to Leah as well. But according to all the shame, so the Abaye has reference to the cave where Reuven, the Mikdash, gave, let's say, Keter to Rochel, and according to the Ram and Tesis, so he gave two pute to Rochel, and he said to Rochel, I have to get the free. And then Leah was standing, and he turned to Leah and said, yeah. But the Rambam visualizes just the reverse. Perigdalet mechapikis alochadei. המקבי זה שוי ולא סתם הקדושי מדייתו ביד חבטו ויאמר לחבטו כי שלא סתם הקדושי ביודו ביד נאמר המקבי זה שוי Now let's use the same names. In other words, Reuven is the Mikadesh. Reuven is the Mikadesh. And he is Mikadesh. Oh, definitely. There's no question about it. And whom did he give the kesef? Not Rochel. He didn't hand over the kesef to Rochel's hand, but he handed it over to Leah's hand. He had Chavot. The Omer leChavoto, and he said to Leah, "Kishenosan hadushin liyodo viatnas." V'chei gamat v'chayitze. How is it? Avul nosan yodem. The Omer leBeach. And she is shliach. Hareizu shekibu hadushin mikudeshes pisach. So it's just the reverse of what the Israelite according to the Ram and the Shach. And it's called the Ram and the Shach. So he gave the Kesef to Rochel. She's the Mekudesh. To Rochel. And then he turned to Leah and he said, yeah, whether he gave Leah also food or not is another question. But he gave the Kesef to Rochel. And then he turned to Leah and said, "Yeah, according to the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara, so he gave the kesef to Leah, and Leah was a shliach of Rochel, and Leah was masking to be a shliach to be mikavi of the kesef dushin on behalf of Rochel, and Rochel appointed Leah as her shliach to be mikavi. So there is no problem with the effectiveness of the dushin in regard to Rochel, but." Then Avul Nosa, the Yodo, he gave it to Leah's hand. The Omalo, the Ab, Harizu Shekibla Hagdushim Kadesh Nebuchadnezzar. Shemoli is Chavin and Lire is Mabi Libo. Uchilo Omalo, the Ab Matemu Nebuchadnezzar. Ulficho Kibla Hagdushim Shahize Adai Shia Lolire Ma Libo. Umitlize Hitofik Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, how do we at Adar Hashem explain the At Chazoi? What do you mean by At Chazoi? At Chazoi, you observe. In other words, you see, you watch. But according to the Rambam, so the pshat of the At Chazoi means, and you see, in other words, you make up your mind. In other words, he was proposing to her. Maybe the meaning is, when he said the At, not that she should be in Kodesh, but he's making the proposal to her. Whether she'll be interested sometime in the future to marry some male, but this is not what he really meant. It has to be capable of that interpretation. So he says, they say he's suffering with it. So it's a different pshat altogether.
The Rambam in the Gemara.
All right. Now, boy rapport.
Yesh yad lepeye, or ein yad lepeye. Now, so
there is a mitzvah of living in the corners of the field. When someone escapes from the field, there is a mitzvah of living a certain portion for a meat. So suppose. So the question is whether there is a halacha of yodis. Now, what the shayches of yodis to peyeh? The answer is because by peyeh there is the meaning of chriyasheh. Listen. Let's say in regard to the other matonesanim, the shayle we couldn't even conceive of such a shayle, whether yesh yadama. Because the other matonesanim just become Matonet Anim by themselves without any Kriya Shem. But Peyeh is the one Matonet Anim that involves a Kriya Shem. And it appears from this Gemara, I mean, it's discussed, but from this Gemara there is a Raya, that it's not just the Nian of Avkot, but there is a Nian of Kriya Shem. Because if it had been just the Nian of Avkot, so the Shiloh of Yodis wouldn't have application. So we see that there is a kriyashem of faith. There is a kriyashem of faith. So the Gemara says, "Eichadom, ilay medoma hadinuki levete."
This
fault. So, should be paid. We had the name, so then it's a Loshin Gomor. So it's Loshin Gomor. So the Kriya Shev is Chal to Loshin Gomor. Hayi Peye Malis. He kikom it boy away. He yom avadi. We were yom anam. Man. Michlau, so the Gemara says, Michlau yom ha. So the Kulet have a Peye. Have a Peye. So the Shiur of Peye is Echad Mishishi. But, so in other words, so he already was Kirish Kev for the minimum of pay, Echad Mishishi. But then he said on the next day that it should also be paid. So we see that the Kriyashem of pay is how even on the excess, over and above that is required to be Mafish as pay. Eh? Vatanya, in other words, Vilichuti. Minayin shimrei tel asis kol tzedei upei and it says talei ma pasot mi amrino. Oh, so now the Gemara is proceeding to explain the Bible. Mi amrino. What are the two alternatives as to whether the reason is of your debts in pei or not? Mi amrino. Ki vidi yiskash mi kobones. Ma kobones yesh lo em yad. Af peyo yesh lo yad. O yidiu mo ki yiskash li baute achem. So, in other words, that so one alternative is that since without any hekesh, then we certainly should say there is no din of yodis. By paying mechateis, after all, yodis is special because zakosov. It's not something that we satisfy. So because zakosov is mentioned by nozia, by neder, so mechateis it should apply to something else. But because there is a hekesh. Far as the Acher is concerned. So there is a hekesh. The just is there is about Acher in regard to Kabonis, there is about Acher in regard to Peye. So Mele, because of that hekesh, we should say that just as there is the din of Yodin in Kabonis, there is a din of Yodin in Peye as well. Ma Kabonis is not the other humor. He is the Modacher with this. Beiche, he is Kajitanya. Mimo is the legacy of Peye. Now let's figure out. Boy Rapop, Yesh Yad Lepeye, Kalei Malikim, Kalei Malikim, Kalei Malikim, Kalei Malikim, Kalei Malikim, Kalei Malikim, Klau, Peye Dizkat Mai, Hadin Ugi, Arugon, Korole Ugi, Al Shein Chrim, Sheish in Svivis Arugon, Doshin Ugi, Esu Tfas, Michlau, Yoma, Tebe, Sori, Kome Peye, Avle, Kalei Peye, Yivad Rapop, Lechai Gavu, Kome Peye, והיו כמי שקשור דירו יפיר כמצלמה אין יד לפייה פייה מעל יפי ובדאי כמחיס חלאסס פייה כי אומר ועדים לגמרו נצחב אלא ודאי כמי שקשור פייה כמי זה זהו זה מדי יחד עם שישי so מי בואי תו תמלי הפסות אומרים כושו פייה שביסות so that means that he can be made או ידיעו מו כי יש כזו מלטה אחרת Ja, aber gab die Kanu. In mir hätte ich mir merkt so, Schale Peye, du lo ich tiebe be. So that, but Peye is not mentioned in the Prophet of Baltar. Zu Drosche, we are Marbe, we include Peye also in Baltar. Sie bei mir, we Drosche hast du. Ich kann dich immer mehr, der Ilo ja, der Apilo mehr. All right. Now, second of all. יש יד לצדוקי או אין יד לצדוקי. היך דום, אילא אם דום הדין זו זה לצדוקי, והדין נאמה הלו צדוק עצמו. אלו כדין דום הדין, ולא יום הנאמה, מה ידין נאמה צדוקי קומה, או ידיר מו, והדין לנפקוס לבעל מקומה, ודיבור אהוד אלי עצמי. מי אמרו, כי מי יזכש לקבונס, תכסי בפליחות לצדוקי. מה קורבנות יש להם יד, אבל לא קורבנות יש להם יד, או הדיעו מו לבלדך יהודי יזכש. לבלדך יהודי יזכש. Now, the girl may go ahead to hear a kashe. Now, by coaching, there is a locher called the lady in the end. So that means that if somebody be machshov, the alma, without verbalizing it, not if something lehegdesh, so So it is effective. He's mechuyev to bring the pesach. So nidi vleiv, the pesach is a kosher. So the question is, there is a mechuyev to shenim, how about stocking? So some of the shenim say that the same aloha that applies to the pesach applies to stocking. And some of the shenim say it's a kosher in hedish. He doesn't apply to stocking. All right, so the Karaneiro has that kasher. But the shenim kubetet made the shenim kubetet himself as the kasher. And he gives a very good time. I mean, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but it's mistaba like that. It's a chiddush, of course, but it's mistaba like that. He says that when someone, let's say, is hegdesh, the name for hegdesh, all it's gokeh, according to the saying, that by its gokeh there is also a loch of midi. For Dibu, when someone gives to a Hekdesh, Mixineda, to a Hekdesh, or to Tzdoke, by verbalizing it, then, even if he says it, on the spur of the moment, and then, after that, he starts. He changes his mind, he cannot change his mind. Because it's an Eda. Mashiach came where he didn't verbalize. But just be machshove, he had such an intention, so it is only if that machshove is confirmed by it. But suppose sometimes the person, on the spur of the moment, he had a wonderful machshove. He'll give $1,000 to God, on the spur of the moment. But then, when he ponders upon it, he changes his mind. So then he's not good. Because this halacha of midi leiv, Nidiv, what does it mean, Nidiv Leiv? Nidiv Leiv means that it came through the Nidiv with Alev. But if he entertained such a thought just on the spur of the moment, and after that, when he reconsidered it, he's not disposed to do that. So there is no Chiv of Neda. Of course, if he verbalized it, it doesn't make a difference whether it was done with deliberation, premeditation, or it was done on the spur of the moment. The nether is the nether. Some in many ways, so the Torieven, the Kasher, the Torieven also, as the same Kasher that the Karaneiro asks. So because of that, I mentioned it. So the Torieven is Mechadish, that when is the Aloche of Nidivlei, if he doesn't speak. But if he does speak, so there, it must be effective on the basis of the people, not on the basis of matter. So I mentioned that this Lifluk is following the two days, two Mishenis and Tesis and Eira. Alright. That's the Torehevin's Chidesh. And the Torehevin makes that Chidesh because of the same Kashe by the Karaneiro. But the Shin Kubetze says the same Kashe, and he says something else, that the Chidesh, but it's very disturbing. In other words, because in view of the fact that this halacha is learned out from the pasuk of Nidiv Leiv, and the Pekenesh Ayahat is Zdoke, because Zdoke has the same din as Hekdesh. Nidiv Leiv means that anything that emanates from the Nidiv Salem, when does something emanate from the Nidiv Salem, if a person entertains the thought after the revelation, but if a person entertains a thought on the spur of the moment, and then a minute later, he is not disposed to do it, so then there is no chiyuv without machshava. So mele, that's why this is a, that's why the Gemara has an abaye. That's why the Gemara has an abaye, whether yesh yad is not or not. Eilochaname, if let's say he made a yad, and he said vadim, and after the thinking about it, he still confirmed it, so then it's a neder, it is a neder mitzad machshove because of the halacha of Nidivlei. Now, one thing is certainly true, according to Shinbetzes Chidesh, that Shinbetzes does not mean that if somebody made a neder with machshove, and he was thinking of being mitzad, and he did ponder upon it, and he still was having the intention of being Mikaimet. But then, a year later, he changed his mind. So then, of course, he cannot change his mind. Because as long as he confirmed that machshove, after thinking about it, and it wasn't just the machshove that emanated from the spur of the moment. So memele, it's in a degree. It's a never of the degree. But sometimes the person has the machshove at the spur of the moment, and a minute later, he doesn't have that machshove. So if he verbalized it at the spur of the moment, so it's an eder, and it's obligatory upon him. But if he didn't verbalize it, it's nothing. So that's why we have to know whether it's effective, whether it's our hope or not. Now, Gemara J.C.A. we have care, or do you mean Yadu? Heinrich Stocke, Im Tim Zolema, Yesh Yadu Stocke, die Neket Lemechto, Hefka Mi, am Lina Heinrich Stocke, oi Dil Moshe, am Stocke, die Stocke Lechazi Lani, aber Hefka Ben Lani, bin Lashiri. Now this is probably the Mokeh of the Rambam in the Chesidori that Hefka is in Tamer. That's probably the main Mokeh of the Rambam, that Hefka is in Tamer. Because if Hefka wouldn't be in Tamer there, so how could the aloche of Yodin apply to it? But since the Gemara has a bias whether Hefka is in Tamer or whether Yesh Yad Hefka or not, so the Rambam inferred from this Gemara that Hefka is in Tamer. We'll discuss that at the Rambam. Boy Rabbi, and we see the Rosh Tachmor. Oy dil moshane tzoke, tzoke lechati, el lani, avu hefkia bein lani no ashele. So it's much more there is a certain resemblance between tzoke and hefkia. After all, if hefkia is not the tamnede, also what will be a resemblance? Separate thing. Hefkia really means a declaration of the intention that his matkia is violent. And Doke is grounded in an area. So from there the Rambam inferred that there is a halachic hefker. In other words, of course, the Rambam says hefker is an area. How about the hefker of the Atomic Yoshim? What kind of area took place there? So we have to say that according to the Rambam, there are two categories of hefker. There are two categories of hefker. There is one category of hefker where, what does that mean? Ownerless property. Property without the value. Where by itself it becomes ownerless. The ultimate really owns him some anyway. It's ownerless, I mean. There is nothing that makes it the hefker. It's by itself, it's automatic. But then there is another halacha. When a person is the value of a certain moment. So according to the Rambam, so a violin has the authority to be machne to somebody else. But a violin does not have the authority to declare himself no one. According to Kada Bishenye. Because just as the violin has an authority to give it away to somebody else, he has the authority to declare himself as no violin. As no violin. But the Kiddush HaRambam is not. A violin has the authority to give it away to somebody else, whomever he wants to give it away. But to divest himself of ownership, he doesn't have any authority. But there is the aloche that the violin can be mafkia. So that's based upon the aloche of nedar. So, and this is the mokhe. So in other words, so there are two types of hefker. There is the hefker that is automatic, because the mitzvah isn't at no violin. The ultimate in Yoshi. And then there is another hefker where it has violin, and he has to fall violin. So the main way, he should remain a violin for your boy. But there is the halacha of hefker, the halachim hefker. So just as Chaim says, he says, in explaining the Shibbutahir to the Sarim, that behold, there is a Halishan socket, so there is a Halishan. And the reason is why a Bani can make his property Hefker is not because he's a Bani, he doesn't want to be a Bani, so he's no Bani. No, a Bani, just because he's a Bani, he doesn't mean that he can divest his ownership. But there is the Haloche of the original Halishan Hefker, and for never he can confer the Halishan Hefker on his here to fall from. And the Mokeyer of the Rambam is the one. Yes, Yabi is a Kitei law. And the Akimia would be whether they would be allowed to take Kriyashma. In other words, assuming that it has been a Kitei who has money down there without any use of it, the Bita Kitei. So how is that money made? Verbally. So the question is, who's evil? So whether there is a law of the יש אבי תקיסה להיר, תקיסה מלבד דין בייס לבד תקיסה ועד נאמה ובי תקיסה נאמה אלו דין דומה ועד דין דומה נאמה מהי ועד דין דומה ועד דין נאמה ותקיסה או דומה מהי דין תשמו שבאו מקום so it's not an abaya what he meant at all he knows what he meant because if there is no aloche of yode so the male he can only marry that he should be ebi tקיסה so but he does not have a Bita Kitei. Mechlau de Kitei Rabbin, Bina 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 Bita Kitei. Vom Goy Le Rabbin Bina Bina Bita Kitei Mau, Bina Bita Merch Mau, Zimun Meir Le Emeir, Rabbin E Chode Lige Chode Kome Goy Le. Zimun Meir Le Emeir. Im Tim Zolema, Yei Zimun, Yei Shiad O Eya. Tiboy. All right. Now let's see the Rabbin. יש יאַקל זאָג. ביער אין די זאָל מיר יאַ שאַפּע קיי, די ביך מיר די באַלקאָך איך ביז רעכט מונע די קאַפּע. פיי ליז דאָקע מאַן. קאַך יאָ צו רביי שטיי. I mean, why the question is why should there be a difference between pay and zog? So the rabbi of the Rambam says because we could say, if it's the union of Shabbat pay, so on the pay, we can pay the common. The balkon, Chechiv Rachmon, we can pay, we don't have mine. The Rabbi said, we hear him. He rejected. So we can talk in the balkon, on the chai. At all, there is a chiyu, so there's a machlet of the shame in the college of Rabbi Yeruchel. If one tenth of his income, we have to give him zoke. And according to the Rambam, there is a Mishnah Peye, so one fifth. So there is a Mika Chiyu, just as there is a Mika Chiyu by Peye. Yechitzeinu l'mechai t'kule Peye, t'kule, Peye namu l'mechai l'o b'shiure, echot b'shifu, v'lo yitzal l'kule. Yitzach nire, da amitzal t'fani, l'o abba adon yitzma, v'lo yishai echot b'shiure. All right. But the Rabbi of the Ram held that this Abaye, these two abayas are formulated in the form of Intintoina Yesh Yavle Peye. So Intintoina Yavle Peye, so certainly in Yavle Zot. But Intintoina Yavle Peye may be only Peye in common. Because Valkoche Chivrachmon, these are Peye. But we don't deny. The question is, but we don't deny also Valkoche Chivrachmon. We can't tell you, it's a greater question than Peye. Here, either it has or won't say. That the Pshat in the Rabbeinu of the Ram is, the Rabbeinu of the Ram do not mean the Balkor Echi Rachmone, there is a Chiyuv of Peir. Of course, there is a Chiyuv of Zoke, just as there is a Chiyuv of Peir. But by Zoke, there is no Chiyuv of Kri Hashem also. You can give Zoke by being Kri Hashem, but you don't have to be Kri Hashem with Zoke. What is the Chiyuv? What is the Mitzvah? What is the thought for the Chiyuv of Zoke? The Achit Bach, the Achit So there is a mitzvah, but you don't have to be Kiryas Hashem. You don't have to, before you give that in, you don't say, tell us who is talking, and then you have to deliver it to the army. You just can give it to the army, the mitzvah, the machiyah, the yachalai. There is no chiyuv of the Kiryas Hashem. Materiken bei Peye, so the Mitzle can fit in the Zin, in being Kerei Hashem. Now we are discussing, considering the question of Yodin. Yodin relates to the Kerei Hashem. Whether there can be a Kerei Hashem to Yodin. Not to a Zivu Gomo, a complete Zivu, but to an incomplete Zivu. So in any way, the Rabbi Yisrof of the Ram say, in the Yisrof of the Yesh Yadri Peye, so I could say, there is a Loch of Yodin. That the Kriya Shem of faith can be held even in the form of an incomplete statement. Why? Because faith is hollow. There is a chiyuv to the Kriya Shem to faith. There is a chiyuv. Matrix is not that there is no chiyuv to the Kriya Shem to socket. There is a chiyuv to help out on it. But it doesn't have to be shared. Alright. Or you know my bad deal, I'll put it about. Da hab da bi am khia habe, da koma da bin so koma. Du mei ja tau, va du mei khia. Und du mei kis so da hab du. Da bin ich zu mer, du do ke name mit di we behege. Und mi so da. Im krieg ich mei ich ja du so ke mich in die kasa mit di behege in der kra. He da mal, mi am hier. Han ich so, hai du mit da so und nicht ja du wohl oi, bin di behege. Die dieser nette er und schon was wo. Behege dich nach. Die niederen Schoen, Neder, Nosir und Korben und Bischwur. Auch mit den Schiabisch. So, der Ram schickte ihn, dass er ihn in der Loche auf Jodis Bischwur. Auf Jodis Bischwur. And that is the happiness case. Die niederen Neder, so there is no so in Neder, so in Neder, so in Neder, so in Neder, so in Some way, I don't remember when we mentioned that at that time or not, maybe not. So he says that they some way by the first paragraph and the march. We might think I'm not returning because here comes with God. Shame is never with Sladeric. Then again he says, Tehne gab ich schwur, es lief nach Geheim, die Rehne, Tehne schwur, es ist schwur, Geheim gab ich nur dir, im Hadar noch hat Kolk in mir in die Zirr zu schwur. Just as the Mishne is schwur, in his not, says in mir in die Zirr zu schwur, why does in the Mishne, in schwur, es also says, die Nui ist schwur, repeat it again, so it's mentioned here, but Nisiras is also mentioned here, still, it's repeated in Ozia. How is it that Yishuas is not repeated? The Yesh Lema, the Chidin, the Lez, the Yode, is the Choshevashter. So the thing that she is, there is no Aloche of Yode. Now, the Ram mentions, the Ram she gives the contrary, but the Ram mentions, a Mishne Mephoreshe, the Mishne Mephoreshe, the Mishne Mephoreshe, the Mishne Mephoreshe, so what will they do? With this Mishne. So there was a very simple teret. In other words, I mentioned it several times that Shvuah has both halachos. First of all, Shvuah is like Neda, it's a lawyer like Neda. And it has chaleitim, it's Abi Bar Yaakov. So, and then, but the difference is, Neda is a hefse, Shvuah is a gamma. But, Shvuah is a certain type of the employer, of the neder. Of the neder, of the government, not of the neder, that is the head. And then, Shvuah is also subject to the halachas of Shvuah, of the Sheker, of Kol Shvuah. Now, the Rambam talks to that we won't hire Malkit for the love of the Jesus of Sheker, being in regard to Shvuah of Babar of Halti was a Halti, and then in regard to Shvuah of Bosh. Now, where the Shvuah is a Babar of Halti, the Loya Halti, so the Maitabera can say in being Nishvah of Halti. So, from the melee, if his higher mountains by Shvuah of Bosh is also from the Nishvah of Halti. So there too, the Aveda does not consist in violating the Shvuah. Like by Neda. By Neda, so the Aveda consists in violating the Neda. That is hard. But by Shvuah, even as far as the Lava Rishis and Hashem is concerned, So even vis-à-vis Shvuah Avotim, the Avirah does not consist in violating the Shvuah. The Avirah consists in being an Ish LaShekel. The same way as one who is Ish LaShekel and Shvuah Avotim. The only difference is, if somebody swears, Ochal, and it's Oyochal, if somebody swears, Ochal, and it's Oyochal, so then, he's in Ish LaShekel immediately. Bishor Shem Ish LaShekel, Bishor Shem Ish Ba'ayotot Shvuah, LaShekel Mepin. If someone was Ish LaShekel, if someone says, Oyochal, and Loyochal, or Loyochal, and Loyochal, so at the time he took the Shvuah, the governor was not in Ish LaShekel yet. But when the time comes, and it's not fulfilled, then it becomes an Ish LaShekel. But Avera consists in being Ish LaShekel, not in violating the Shvuah. Not in violating the Shvuah. And the Chiyuv Kol is for being an Ish LaShekel. So the Melech, when Teitzeh says, in the Kasher, why doesn't the Mishnah repeat in Shvuah? The Kinui in Shvuah is Kishvuah. I mean, the Pnuye Yodin, the Pnuye Shuet is Kishuet, and Yodin Shuet is Kishuet. So he says, since there is no halach of Yodin Bashuet, some Mele, we hold that here. The Kashi is, but there is Yodin Shuet. The answer is, in Shuet is subject to two halach, to the halach of Chalitim of Shuet, Bal Yachim. And the halachas of Nizal and Sheker and Kol and so on. So when the Mishnah says Nizal and Shoyim then have not according to Shmuel, that's in regard to the Chaleitim of Shmuel. So in Shmuel it can be Chal and there will be Bal Yachol and Chalaitim to Yachol, even if he took it to a Yach. But as far as Kol is concerned, as far as the Lava of Shmuel and Sheker is concerned, there is no halacha of Yodin. So it's a son of Melech. The Mishnah in Shvuah doesn't discuss. The Mishnah in Shvuah doesn't discuss the Halais of Shvuah. He discusses the dinim of Nizal Sheker. So the Melech, he doesn't say it cannot repeat it again, but in regard to Bal Yachol, there is halacha of Yodin. And as the Ram says, because that's only in regard to Bal Yachol, not in regard to the Mishnah of Nizal Sheker. Yesh Yav Mitakite in Yishe Yotam Tzvot Krishna. Chodem is the Chodek of Beryl. It's a little bit of Zimon, Yesh Yav and Yav. Yeah. Or in the Aloche, the Dush Nakten Lechum, the Yesh Yav. The Chiz Yivai in Yishe Yav, the Chiz Yivai in Lechum. Or if they would do Kei Kotov Arad Gozal Nam, the Dazun Lechum. Chiz Yisal Kebite Eko. The Chiz Kotov Arambam Zal Bil Chiso. Die Beine ist doch immer nicht von der Erde, die Züge, die ist ja alles doch hier. Wie kann man am Ende kommen, die ist so eine Hunde. Und mein Joma sagt, die Züge, die ist ja alles doch hier, die ist ja alles doch hier, die ist ja alles doch hier, die ist ja alles doch hier. Wie sehr ist ja wohl der Rambam, der ist ja alles doch hier. Okay, die ist ja alles doch hier. Die ist ja alles doch hier. Aber mein Joma, die kann man am Ende kommen, die ist so eine Hunde. Wenn die Raschid kommt am Timo Zeh, ach, ach, was auch, und wo haben alle. Schare, suche, mit Vorrasche, die bis jetzt der Kasse, wo er war, ja, 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 so bitte, Mama, nie, Mama, so bitte, Mama. Da hat sie noch nicht cool, und ich war. Na, du weißt, das ist noch leidig, es ist zwischen der Ramban und der Aschban wohnen. Und der anderen, wenn ich mich gar zu pay, und wenn ich mich gar zu stop. So, there is one reason, that's the shit in the Ramban, that we passed in Lechumre because it's a Shvat, because of Yitzim Shalema. So there's a sheet of the reason the Rambam, that Yitzim Shalema is a bayit Yivshit. But the Rambam and the Rashba, they mention another thing. Even if we say that Yitzim Shalema does not imply that a bayit Yivshit. So if it's obvious it's a bayit Yivshit, then we still have to pass in Lechumre, because they get the right to Lechumre. Now it's okay. So it involves the Reise, not the Rabbonot. So it's Lechumre. And Pei involves the Reise. So it is Lechumre. This is the sheet of the Rashi and Rambam. But the Rambam says no. That it's a Mitzvah Chaver Ol Varei. Because two it involves the Reise. And how about Mami? Doesn't involve the Reise. So if it's a question whether it's certain Chepes belongs to Ruben, belongs to Shimon, whether Ruben Ruben is chayel. Me yosus b'shimen anat, we say, hamid b'chaveh o'varayet. But, zveke the reis l'chumre, there is mitzvah kezo. The answer is, if it is ground the moment, there is a loche of mudet, of the hoko. So, two is involved in the reis, keye involved in the reis, and stoke involved in the reis. But it's a question of momen anim, or it's not momen anim. So we have to say the hoko. Hamid b'chaveh o'varayet. This is the round moment. ותמאן שאני סוד מפרש את הסיפור פרק הזה רגע כי הזה אבל החיי מי שסוף כמו מנעמים הרי סוף כמו מי זה עדו מבין לכל המיניצה להקשיר לא אוטומטית מגיע של נסגעי רוי ריפור או משחטס תנאו סוף כמו מפותר אל בסדיק הליכול בהם ורימון ורימון חור רימון שבשיחה קומו ואי צריך לשנוי אוכל פורך פורו בחצת סתור קיים קומו בחצת סתיר קיים אל מתיים בחצת סתיר קיים או אחרי סוף יקפותיה, ואם היא תן סוף מבהנים, אבל יש לי סורי לא אומר לשנו יוחד, זה בדמישנה. המישנה נכון עם תקופה נדלת, גיר שנתגעי בו יסור יפור ונשחות או עד שנתגעי לפותר, מי שנתגעי חי, סוף יקפותיה שם יצא חביר לבר עלי. נדרו את יפ בגיף, רואי על חיין דקים. That matan is gune from the behemoth that you share. So of who has to give? The Jew has to give. The goy would have to give. Now, if somebody and goy is miskaya, so is a Jew. So he has to give. Now, the question is, there is a sophist. Whether the shchit is abeid, what is the mechayel of the matan is gune? The shchit. So if at the time of the shchit he was still a goy, he doesn't have to give. If at the time of the shchit he was already a Jew, so he has to give. Suppose there is a sophist, so I'm eating chavir over aye. So the Bible keeps it. The Bible keeps it. Kill. Because the Rabbi Moma, Romele, Rabbi Shim, Melokish, Rabbi Ech. Nan, Sofit Potter, Al, Nesveke, Likule. So Sofit Maton, Eskuhune. Is Likule, the Rimmin. Chure, Yan, Molim, Shem, Seich, HaKomo. The ends holds in the Komo. Where the ends, they are very industrious, where they accumulate certain things. So suppose you find ears of grain in the ends holds. So the question is it like it or it's not like it? Whatever falls off from the magel, so that's like it. So, chure an molim shem zich hakomo, is it like it or not? Sarim v'shebo abayis, v'shel achar, because that's not like it. V'shel achar ha-keitzri, ho elyeim l'ani, v'atachtein v'shebo abayis, v'meyer imei hakel ani, even tachtein. Why? She'sof it like it like it. Just something like that. There is a topic whether that was just piled up and accumulated by the ends, or it fell off from the magen. So the mayor says something like. So in other words, so we see that it's lechumre. So the Gemara equates sofik matones kune with sofik matones ani. One could say there's a difference. So we see from this Gemara there is an equation between sofik matones kune and sofik matones ani. So how is the Gemara? Here the Mishnah says Sofik Matones Kune, so in the Hoke, not Lachmia. And there in regard to Sofik Matones Anim, Sofik Leke, so Rav Meir says that it's Lechumre, he has to give it to him. So Omalei al Taknitei Mishem Losh Yochid Anishei Neiso. The Tanya Rav Yudah Ben Agrei Meir Mishum Rav Meir, Sofik Leke, Leke, Sofik Shikha, Shikha, Sofik Peye, Peye. Omalei al Tishnei So Losh Mintar. So in other words, so only Rav Meir says that Sofik Matones Anim is Lechumre. But the Rabbonim say that it's not Lechumre, so maybe he cannot ask Kikash against the Mishnah. So he said to him, what time you come out, Yomar Rafshim Melokish, my Lechsiv, only the Rosh Hatziku, my Hatziku Elayim in the beginning, what Ksiv told the Sarah Rebbe, Yal Tzarek Mishaloch Vitan, Tzarek Mishaloch Vitan. So in other words, so he gives him Okia. And according to Teisves, even the Rabbonim would agree that Sofik Leket has to be given to Anim. But the Rabbonim Achilik and Rav Meir in regard to Tachteinim, because it's Korev Levadai that it didn't fall off from the Magor, Bishas Ktire, but that it was accumulated by ends. But if it would be a real Sofik, even the Rabbonim, Teisvet says, will agree that it's Lanim, because of this Zeres HaKosev. obwohl ich ohne Rosh hat. So over there the boy is has got two. But so that's why, because originally what was the boy? Originally the owner of the boy was the goy. So you has got two. The shayli is maybe the shashrite he already became a Jew. So you has got two. Mashiach can hear the komo is higher than that. But the question is which part of the komo is like it and which part of the komo is not like it. So it's the chesed chiyuvei. So when does Rav Meir say, and the statement explains in the Rabbanon will agree, where it's a real suffix, so that is zlichum rei, that's only when it's the chesed chiyuvei. But po is the chesed chiyuvei. So here's the kashe, so it's the raye, that suffix momenami is likule. Because the Gemara says that the whole reason is why they are Yisrael Chumre is because of the Cheskas Chiyuv. But according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that it is the Cheskas Chiyuv? Just because it's not speaking of Yisrael Chumre, so we see that something Matar Tzaniyim is Likure. But because of Cheskas Chiyuv, that's why it's Yisrael Chumre. So in the Raya again is the Rashbo and the Rambach. This is what he said. Lisa Rosh New York, Paul has a two time, Tom has a three time, Alma Kami has a three time, Paul Abba has a big water, the Misa is a small animal, the Sikri Tsure, Lom Rosh New York. When you go to Nama, actually, a Baye, Vare Misa is a Chesca Sture, Vana, Utnam Gersh and Zaya, Sofit Chaye, Vomore, Sofit Isur Lechum, Sofit Momenu Likule. So as far as the Easter of Heaven is concerned, so there it says, because it's like the Reis Lechumre. Why doesn't the more do the same terrace in regard to the Kashe from Matones Amin? So we see that Matones Amin, in Matones Amin we don't apply the concept of the Sveki the Reis Lechumre, because it's Momen. But the reason it's why it's Lechumre is because the Komo is Becheta Tzri. Wie ist die Tochter an die Philosophie zu, weil bei ihr gerufen, die Wunder immer frisch nur leid. Hat die Aktion mit Hohen im Molen am Massen. Wei, da muss man noch so viel kommen, Junge, da muss man nach Tumul, die Wei, zum Arzt, der Leute, er wurde nicht mit dem Meister bekannt. War kein Wisch, wenn er drum mit Heilo. So, we understand. Meister Wisch, in Meister Ohm, ja, mit dem Chadir Olverei. Tell him, like, es wege, die ist du. Er, oder im Moment, um am Ende, am Ende, am Chadir Olverei. So, as far as Meister Vishnu and Meister Ronin is concerned, there is no shadow of it there. because Maiserichin and Maiseroni is mutter to everybody back here. So it's only a question of moment. So that's why there is no fear of mine in regard to Maiserichin. So the are not mechuyim to be matched Maiserichin and Maiseroni. But Maiserichin, why shouldn't they be mechuyim to be matched Maiserichin if they're involved in there? Aber bei der Schäme nicht wissen, wie nach dem Nächsten wurde geschlagen. Wie ließe die Topika nun nicht legen, wie so weh, und why does the Gemara say that you can understand very well that why the Chachon und Pater the Nacht Eining from Maiseron, because it involves only one man. But, Sofi, Matone Tanim, what, my, because it's okay, maybe it wasn't used to it. So it's with Hunger. So it's a Reihe, that Sofi, Matone Tzune, Sofi, Matone Tanim, is the point. Wie ist es, ob ich nicht so gut so in Kirche, die Kasse von Meister Schäden, die sich schon am Meister Roni, aber wann ist es im Moment an ihm und nicht das wirklich so, dass ich im Moment nur gut. Und wie hoch in die Trabe von Bremen sauber sein? Wie kann der Hefker in die Zoffi da haben und zwecke im Moment und gut, wenn ja? Die Kirche haben gesagt, ich sehe, da fühlen sich so immer sieben und mehr, wenn man haben und Rabonen war, das wirklich Rabonen gekommen. Now, the next year, we'll discuss in great detail, I mean, the Machleke ist der Ramban und Rajbo, der Kaili. Now, in regard to these about the pshitis of the Abai, so the more the homes and they are going to cut it by the violation by the violation of Yahute or Yahutso. So we have to pass for the Kume, but the question is, but here the Gemara says that something like it is like it because of Tanaka Shalok and Tenley. So apparently it's not on the basis of an ordinary Hadoki. So it's not on the basis of the Hadoki, but because of a special Zakot, so let us apply the special Zakot and Shalok and Tenley, Ligabe. Something clear and something docked to, so this is what the Carnero said. But of course, the Carnero is Chelik and the Rabbi, is Chelik and the Ramban and the Rajpa too, and he agreed with the Pnach and the Ramban and the Rajpa, but what does that mean? So we have to say that the Shidin Tarani is that this Cheskat Chiyube is not the regular Chazok. If it had been a regular Chazok, then we wouldn't have to resort to Sanik Mishalok and Tenor. Why is that the regular Chazokin? Because the Komo, at most we could say, at most, because after all, even that is not so established beyond the shadow of doubt, because we could say, over there, so when a woman is married to a man, and the man has no children, so every minute in their marital relationship, that as long as the husband does not have any children, so she is admitted skuko, to be skuko yor upon the death of her husband. She is admitted to skuko yor. But here, it's not necessarily so that when a harvest will be made, that some years of grain will drop. Maybe no years of grain will drop. But usually, years of grain do the drop from the fall down, from the market, be the cause of the tear. Alright, so Mele, it is reasonable to assume that the common issue for the tear is in that is the Chetkas Chiyut. But as far as this, the portion of Leket is concerned, or this portion of the years of grain is concerned, that in the Chule and Mori, there is certainly no Chazok. So, in Kolatere Kule, we wouldn't have tried it in the Chazok and before here. But, so the Mele, if there had been a special Zerzakosu, or one of the Rosh Hatziku, so then it would be Likule. But there is a special Zerzakosu. But the special Zerzakosu applies only to such a case. Only to such a case where where there is a tomo of the chetkas chiyuv in general. So of course it's pater chazoke from the point of view of chazoke and mikor. So, but where there is no chetkas chiyuv in general, so then the gzeras akosnu of only the rosh hatzdiku doesn't give me a plan. Now the question is, why don't we? Now the German law says that here we don't have to pass through the Kumre. As the Ramban Rajma said, but Lavendamu, but because of only the Rosh Hashiku. No, so according to the Ram, we don't apply the Aloha of only the Rosh Hashiku. Why not? So we can say that the reason, now the Karen law says that we should apply the Aloha of only the Rosh Hashiku to pay. First of all, as far as pay is concerned, so the Gemara explicitly says, Sofit leket leket, Sofit shrit shikre, Sofit pay pay. But as far as Sofit is concerned, the Gemara doesn't mention whether the Sakotu of only the Rosh Hashiku applies to Sofit. But there is more than I, in whom, where there is the Sofit, and let them have a passage there, at the end of the Sofit we are there, that where is the Sofit, and first more is whether it belongs to the Zoke or it doesn't belong to the Zoke, so it's mechuyev to give it away to the Zoke because of only the Rosh Hashiku. So the Meile, the Karneo says that we have to pass in the Kumre in Bidu to Abaye, in Peye, and in Zoke, and the basis of the Zerosakosu of only the Rosh Hashiku. But the Ram Shite is not like that. Why not? The answer is, if we say that here, that here the Gemara does not need Kobo Bechaskat for you, because it involves the regular in the Chazok. But it is special halacha in Matonis Hanin that where there is a general Chazok, but even though the Chazok does not apply to this portion of Lekka, so we say the Chukah because of the Zerzakosu of only the Rosh Hashiku. So it's only Shaya. So when does the Xerzakosu of only the Rosh Hashiku apply? Only to a case where there is a certain type of a Chazoku. It's not a regular Chazoku, where the common in general was in Mebes, was destined to become a Kuru. And now the question is about a specific portion of Lekka. About a specific portion of Lekka. Whether it is higher or it's not higher. Whether it's higher or not higher. So, Mashiruki, so that is Shayer in Chorian Mori. In Chorian Mori. So it's certainly higher than Lekka to give Dani. The question is how much does he have to give? That much? Or even this extra portion, the years of grain that are found in the Chur animal. So we apply them. Mashiachin here, now he says, here too, he is certainly higher, because he said, Hadid ukele the pain. And then he said, Vadid. So the basic pain, certainly pain, certainly belongs to me. Certainly belongs to me. And the question is about the other portion. So it seems to be analogous to the case of Lekka, but there is one difference, you see. Here, even though he's certainly higher in the basic portion of the, and of course, the Komo was invented, was destined to become a Kuya in the basic portion of Peye. But the basic portion of Peye, and the extra portion of Peye, two different things. One has nothing to do with the other. You see, one has nothing to do with the other. Because the basic portion of Peye is the Kuya because of the special aloche of one like the Otaze based on. The excess that he said Radin, so that's because he himself voluntarily, himself voluntarily decided to be Kiri Hashem and the excess. And the excess. So one has nothing to do with the other. Mashiachim by Leke. So there is no portion of Leke that he becomes Mechuyev because of an extra Kiri Hashem. Leke, there is no difference in Leke. In Leke, in payment, there is such a thing. There is a minimum that is Mechuyev. So, with the right day, so in Mashu, he can fulfill his trio, and with the Rabbon and Echad Mishishi, he's Mechuyev. So that's the minimum. And then, even Dvorim Shilim Shio, he can be Kiri Hashem, and the excess too. So in Mele, there is no connection between the chiyuv peyeh for the basic peyeh and the chiyuv and the passive chiyuv peyeh of the ex, because he was Kiri Hashem. Masha'in came by leket, there is a connection, because there is no leket. Leket is not even chal. Kiri Hashem is not even chal on leket. Leket by itself becomes leket when it dropped from the mako, bishat tzire. The question is, how much fell down from the mako? So in other words, so the same mechayev that was mechayev the leket in regard to which there is no suffix. So we have the same mechayev in repatible. We have the same mechayev in regard to the ears of grain that are in the chur amoy. But we don't know whether these ears of grain fell down from the mackerel together with the other ears of grain. So it's the same mechayev. It's not two separate things. So maybe we can say, since the komo in general was what we made us to be higher like it, and the question is now, how much like it? Were just these few years of way, or another few years of way, so we are by the Lord of Tzadik Mishaloch, we tell him, Masha'im came here by Peyeh. True, he certainly hired to give the basic Peyeh. He certainly hired to give the basic Peyeh because the Torah imposed an obligation to give the basic Peyeh. And as far as the excess is concerned, so that did not originate in the same hired as in the basic Peyeh. By Leke, so if the Lachishmai is Ganye, that the years of grain fell down from the Mako, so the same Mechayev that was Mechayev me to give way to the Ani, those years of grain that are Vadai to the Ani, was Mechayev these additional years of grain too. So mainly we can say, since the Komo in general has a Chetkas Chiyuv, and the question is, how much did I become Mechayev? 5 years of grain or 10 years of grain? So we say, Tzadik Mishaloch is 10 years. But here, he became a chuyev in Echad Mishish. Then he became a chuyev. And then, possibly there was another mechayev for more, for the excess, because of the Kriya Shem. So, the excess has nothing to do, has no connection with the basic portion of payah that is mechuyev. It's different mechayev. Here is the same mechayev. If he is mechuyev to give it away, so it's on the base, so it originated in the same mechayev, because they dropped down from the mako. All right. Now, and the same thing is true, and the same truth is true of the Abaye and David Zdoke. David Zdoke. So in other words, there is no chiyuv to be Kiri Hashem also. You see, he was Kiri Hashem and Moni Sela. So he became a chuyev, and that Kiri Hashem was Mechayev even that Sela. And then he said Vadim. He didn't say Vadinam. So there is a question whether he became a chuyev, the other Sela too. But if he did, it's on the basis of a separate Mechayev. So it's not, the topic is not, he is Mechuyev, because of a certain Mechayev, and how much? That's Leket. Here it's two separate Mechayev. One Mechayev is certain, the other Mechayev is Mutl B'Sofi. So the Mele, we have to say, Hamek Mechayev. I mean, that's it. So that will answer the Kashe of the Karaneo again. Now, how does the Karaneo himself explain? How does the Kavanei on himself explain? explain this Gemara on proof of Komogetachas Chiyuv, kept the Chiyuv from the Mele, on the basis of the Zerzakosu for one in the Rosh Hashtiku, so he is required to give it to Hashim. So he explained that, of course, he also said that it's not on the basis of the general Dino Kato, that he wouldn't have to resort to his special Zerzakosu. But he said that the Zerzakosu, the Zerzakosu of one in the Rosh Hashtiku, applies to every case where the Gavre is certainly a Bahriu. But it doesn't apply to the case of Gershon Isgaya and Mishchato and Sofik Isgaya Mishchato or Kedem Isgaya Mishchato. Why? Because they're over there. So he certainly is a Sofik where the Gav was a Bahriu and maybe even the Goy at the time. So in other words, the Sakosu of Tzadik Mishalochi Tenlei applies only to a case. The Sakosu of Tzadik Mishalochi Tenlei applies only to a case where it is established that the Gavru is about it. Mashenkin, in the case of Gershon Isgaya, and the topic is whether the Shechitat Abhime took place before the Geirus or after the Geirus, so it was established that the Gav is a Bachayubi. Then we don't say Tzadik Mishalochi. So in Mele, once you give them Pshat in Gemara in Chum, so in Mele here too, we should say the Chumre on the basis of Tzadik Mishalochi. And the Ramban Rashba says, but love Mitanya. Love Mitanya. Alright. Now, so the Carneiro says that the pshat in Komogetachas Chiyuv is that the Gavre is certainly Bahriu. That's right. Now, but the other pshat, now he doesn't say that the Teret and the Carneiro is Kasher, but he just says it as pshat in the morning home. I mean, that Komogetachas Chiyuv Kasher does not mean the regular Din Chazok in Mikore, but it means a special halacha that if the komo is certainly is destined to be mechuyev in leket, and the question is how much. So then there is a halacha of tarim shalachit. He doesn't say it as a teret on the karaneiros kashe. On the karaneiros kashe, against the Rav. But this shot in Komogetachas Chiyuv is mentioned in the Chutam Shulet. Now the Chutam Shulet has Shulet of Chaim Volozhiner and of Rav Leiter Ritshe. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin before the Mitzid. He was the oldest son of the Pitzelek after the Bitter Volozhiner. So he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin and Rav Leiter Ritshe. And then it also has the children of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why it's called Chutam Shulosh. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Chutam Shulosh, says that pshat in Komo Bechaskat Yehuda. But he doesn't say what I said now. He just says that the reason as to why we have to resort to a special Zerzakosu, because it's not a regular Chazak of Mikore, it's only the Komo. In general, has a Chazak Chiyuv. Yes, what?
Why?
1 second, I'll explain everything, please. Let me explain everything. I didn't even start explaining. Now, so, this is the Teret, that could be the Teret. And the Carneiros Kashe against the Rav. Now, the question is, now the Ramban and the Rashi, the Ramban and the Rashi will say that Sofik Tzdok and Sofik Pei, so it's like the Reis and the Chumre, without recourse to Tzadik Mishalov in without recourse to Tzadik Mishalov in Tenlei, so So the question is, but over there, the Gemara says that only because of the reason of Komo Becheskas Chiyu. That's why it's the Chumre. But without Komo Becheskas Chiyu, so then it would be Likure. But even without Komo Becheskas Chiyu, even without Komo Becheskas Chiyu, it should still be Lechumre because of Shekin Reis Lechumre. Because of Shekin Reis Lechumre. So the Turi Eben in Rosh Hashanah, Tachtes Vo, so he says that according to the Rambam, that according to the Rambam and the Rashbo, when Gemara says in Chum, Hoche, so Behemo Becheskas Pturek Ayin, by Gershon Isgayo, and by Leket, so it's Komo Becheskas Chiyuvek Ayin, Komo Becheskas Chiyuvek Ayin, so the Gemara doesn't mean that the reason as to why it is Lechumre, the reason as to why it is Lechumre, so is because of Komo Becheskas Chiyuvek Ayin. Even without Cheskas Chiyuv of the Kabbalah. But the Gemara only wants to emphasize that the reason is why by Ger, Sofki is Gaia teach. There is a look at the Chavir of a Raya, so then Peter is Vadai. He becomes the Baili. So Memele, in regard to Sofik Momen Anin, too there is Val Yachol. But since it involves a question, who is the Baili? And if there is a Murzek, if the native, the one who made an Eder, was said Vadin, so he's a Murzek, so Memele he acquires Bailes Mitiras Vadai. So Memele there is no Bal Yachol either. Where is the Bal Yachol? If in the Nemomenes it belongs to Anim. But since in the Nemomenes there is a Loche of Ametzim Chavel of Araye, that he becomes the Bailes Mitiras Vadai, so there is no Bal Yachol either. You see. So the Shite of the Rani is that the Yisar of Bal Yachol Baharizu Litzdoke emanates from the dinamomenes of Pitichot Tzedoke, of Amirosei Litzdoke Kimsirosei Lanin. So the main last things vis-a-vis bias, the dinamomenes question, we say that the Murzik becomes a Baili, so he or the one that was native who made an Eder, he becomes the Baili with the Rasvadai, so there is no Boryachu, there is no Chlaitzim Kivyase, because the Yisra of Bal Yachol is contingent, it emanates from the din momen of Anim. Because it becomes momen Anim, so the male is Eva Bal Yachol. This is the Shite of the Ram. But the Shite of the Ramban is, no, it's two separate things. It's two separate things. That because it's talking implies that when one says that Tzelazul is Doki, it becomes Menanim. But if the love of Bal Yachol and Chayitzim Piv Yaseh is not contingent upon the momentary thing of Menanim, even if it will not become Omen Ani, so still he will be even more Yachol. So the Ramban Shite is, the Ramban Rashba Shite is, the Tzofik Zdoke, so is Lechumre. Tzofik Zdoke is Lechumre. Tzofik Zdoke is Lechumre. Now we have to understand, so why does the Gemore, but the Gemore in who says, whatever the Pshat in Koma Becheskas Tribuvim is, whatever the Pshat is, but the Gemore says one thing, definitely, in whom, that the reason is why Sofik leket is because of the extra exerts apostle of Tzadik V'Rosh, of Tzadik V'Shulchov Item. Tzadik V'Rosh Hatzdik. So, only V'Rosh Hatzdik. Tzadik V'Shulchov Item. Because of the exerts apostle of only V'Rosh Hatzdik. So, but why do we have to resort to the Zerzakosu of Boni Rosh Hatziku, because of Sikhi the Reis of the Chumre. The Sikhi the Reis of the Chumre. So, as far as the Kashi from Zdoki is concerned, so there is no difficulty. Because the Gabi Zdoki, so we have, there is Bal Yachol, and there is Klayetz in Pimbiase, and there is Misr Zachot Ishmael, so the Ramban Shite, the Ramban and the Rashba Shite is, that the Bal Yachol and the Klayetz in Pimbiase are independent of the Momenes. Of Bifichot Zdoke. True, it becomes Momen Aniyim. But even in the case where it cannot become Momen Aniyim, he will still be Mechuyev on the score of Bal Yaakov and Klai Yitzit Piv Yaseh and Meitzel Sechotish and the Sechotish there. So Memele it's Lechumre. Mashiach came Ligabe Yisrael of of the leket ktsir chol isilakeid lornim lagir tazeh feisom. So true, there is a love and iser like all other isurim, but that iser of the leket ktsir chol isilakeid lornim lagir tazeh feisom is emanates from the dinimomenes of leket, because of the fact that those ears of grain that drop from the magol b'shas ktsireh become Omen Aniyim. So because of that, there is a love of the leket ksir chol isilakeid. But the iser of the leket ksir chol isilakeid and the essay of onim lagir tazeh feisom emanates from the dinimomenes of leket. In other words, since in respect to the dinimomenes, we should apply the aloche of sofik momen lohakul. So the balabal asode should become the bailiff of that leket with the rasvadai, because of amitzi mechaveh olo baraye. So mimele, the love of lizilakit lo leket tzilchol lizilakit doesn't apply. That's in regard to leket. So over there too, we have a nisar and we have the din of momen ani of gezlani, and then we have a special love and an essay. But in regard to leket, the shite of the Ramban is that the yiser and the love of the leket and the essay of lonim lagir tazeh feisom, lonim lagir tazeh feisom emanates from the dinamomenes. Because the leket becomes momen aniyim, that is the basis for the yiser. But if, as far as bailus of the leket is concerned, it will not be momen aniyim because of his topic, momen lohokol. So maybe there is no essay of learning like your Tazavesom, there is no lace essay of elected Tzir Chol Isilakeid. Alright. Now the question is, but how about pay? So we can understand the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba in regard to Tzok. Because by Tzoke, there is, besides the Momen Aniyim, so there is the love of Bal Yachol, and Kolayis and Piviase and Mitzvah Sechot Ishmael. So, and this is independent of the Nemanis. So the Ranshita is that even the Bal Yachol in Arizu Litzdoke is contingent upon the Din of Momen Aniyim. But the Shita of Ramban is no, it's independent. But how about Peye? So the same love that we have of Leket Tzir Chol Isilakeid in in one posik u vi kutzrechem es kfir arzechem lo isi chale pasot cho bi kutzrecho vi leket kcil cho lo isi laki lo oni vlagir tazi feisom ani adi shem alegechem. So the same message of only vagir tazi feisom that applies to leket applies to feir, and the law is a separate law, but it's a similar law. It's a similar law. Lo isi chale in one posik lo chale pasot cho bi kutzrecho. So monet pshech if the law of leket kcil cho lo isi laki emanates from the Mominus, so the love of Lisechale Pachotcho Bikutzrecho should also emanate from the Mominus. So how is it that the Ramban and the Rashba passed in regard to the Abayin and Yifshete of Pein, that is the Chumre on the basis of Sveike de Reise, of Sveike de Reise Lechum, of Sveike de Reise Lechum. Now, now, if you see the letter of the Shem Lekecho, lo yizache l'shalmei, ki dorish yitrishenu ad Shem Lekecho meimoch v'hoyim l'chochim. That's one pasuk. Then, the next pasuk, chob gimel, b'chiser dalim de Elohi v'chochim. Then the next pasuk, chob dalet, meitvus v'secho tishmeyo, v'yosiso kasha nadarto l'shem Lekecho, nidobo asha dibarto b'fir. Now, so the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out many things, come within the love of Baltar. So within the love of Baltache, there are certain things that do not even originate in Afloye, in Netta. Of course, the love of Baltache applies to a Kom, to a Ariolai, and a Rizu, that originate in Netta. But it applies to Chatois, Vashomeis, where he didn't make any Netta. He ate chimel b'shegeg, so he's mechuyev to bring the chatos, and if sholish chogolim expired, and he didn't bring the chatos, so he's zero baltach. So the Gemara learns it out from the psuk. Now, the baltach, the lav baltach is mentioned in the posik complaints. And then the posik of, and the mitzvah of mitzvah sasecho tishmeya, that is limited to a neder. You see, baltach has a wider scope. In other words, it includes certain things that are obligatory without any neder being taken by the person. But the essay of Mitzvah Sechot Tishmeya is limited only to a neder. To a neder. Now, according to the Rambam, it applies to all Nidor and Nidreya, and Nidreya. According to the Rambam, so Mitzvah Sechot Tishmeya applies only to Nidreya. It doesn't apply to Nidreya, but it's limited to neder. According to that. Now, so when the Gemara learns out the halacha of zoke b'ficho zut zoke. So from which word is it learned out? From pasuk of dalet meitos vasecho tishmeya v'yosiso kasha nadarto v'adishem olekecho nindovo asher dibarto b'ficho. Now there is no doubt that as far as the pshutish of mikro is concerned, the pshutish of mikro of pasuk of dalet is concerned, so only one mitzvah is mentioned in Pasuk Chof Dalet to fulfill a neder, whether it was referenced to every neder in Nidreitzer or only in Nidreitzer, and that point in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban Sifra mitzvahs. But it certainly implies one mitzvah. Meitzos vasecho tishmeya vasiso kashon adarto vashem lakeach on mitovo asher dibarto b'fich. So from that Pasuk, the Gemara learns out b'picho zut zot. So that means that a neder to zot, a neder to ani comes within the mitzvah of mitzvah v'sechot tishmeya. Mimele, it comes also within the mitzvah of klayit v'kivyase, as all the Shem point out, the Rambam points out, the other Shem. And I think that even according to the Rambam, I mean, of course you'll find in a number of Achayim who say the contrary, But I think that even according to Rambam, so the posik of the Cholayitim Pivyase that is mentioned in the Parshim Matei, the deals with Nidreiseya anyway, but it covers Nidreiseya as well. That the machleket between the Rambam and the Ramban is only in respect to the scope of Meitos of Sarakishi. So according to the Rambam, the scope of Cholayitim Pivyase and the scope of Meitos of Sarakishi is the same. In other words, Cholayitim Pivyase covers Nidre Yitzer and Nidre Kaveya, and Mitzvah Sarotishmer covers Nidre Yitzer and Nidre Kaveya. The Ramban says no. The scope of Mitzvah Sarotishmer is limited only to Nidre Kaveya. It does not apply to Nidre Yitzer. Nidre Yitzer, that's because the matters. But as far as Cholayitim Pivyase is concerned, even the Ramban will agree that it covers not only Nidre Yitzer, it covers Nidre Kaveya as well. You'll find the number of Achrenim who say the contrary. But anyway, that's not important. So, but as far as the Mitzvah of Sefer Tishmer is concerned, so it certainly applies to Nidor. It's limited to Nidor. Not something that does not originate in Nidor. Now, since the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learned out from Asher Dibarto Bificho, Zutoke, what is the meaning of a neder, lanihim, and so in other words, from Asher Dibarto Bificho we learn out two kinds of nidorim lanihim, harilai lanihim and harizu lanihim. So this is implicit in the Kteras HaKosu from Asher Dibarto Bificho, and Asher Dibarto Bificho is a hemshech of the posting that expresses the mitzvah of mitzvah sechotishmer. So that means mitzvah sechotishmer was isuk ashen darba to matiakon midovo ashen darba to bificho. Bificho to zok. And zok means two kinds of midovo. Harilai mitzvoke and harizu mitzvok. So memele, why shouldn't the kriyashem of pei, I mean, the excess over and above the basic chiyuv. There is a basic chiyuv, that is mechuyev. Echad mishish. But the kriyashem, it's v'yud vorim shemim chiyuv. So, there is a kriyashem, he's not mechuyev to give more than echad mishish. But, if he is kriyashem and more than echad mishish, so he has a mitzvah. And for whom is a kriyashem? The payer, for whom does it belong? It belongs to Lani. Why shouldn't the kriyashem of peyeh and the excess over and above the basic chiyuv of peyeh be included in the Teras HaKosu of Asher Dibarto Bificho, Bificho Zudok? Anything that belongs to Aniyim, so should be included in the Teras HaKosu of Bificho Zudok. So you ask, so let the kriyashem of Baisaroni also be included in the Teras HaKosu of Bificho Zudok. Bificho Zudok. Now, no one would say that if somebody does not give the Maizoroni to a noni, he'll be either Bal Yachal. No one would say that. The answer is, by Maizoroni it's not shayach to say that it comes within the Gzeras HaKosuv of Bifichos Zdoke, even though Maizoroni is Lani. Because Maizoroni is one tenet, and it's something fixed. One tenth of the crowd. So you have to be mafrish. And how are you mafrish? By being Tori Hashem. So you are mechuyev to be mafrish one tenth. You can be mafrish less than one tenth. And you cannot be mafrish more than one tenth. Suppose you are Tori Hashem. And more, it's not even chal. It's a kilkul, it's mikalkel. So, in other words, so by my surrounding, so there is a fixed quantity. One tenth. So maybe it's not chayach to say that the kriyashem of Maiseroni comes within the Gzeras HaKosuv of Bificho Zedoke. True, that Bificho Zedoke applies to everything that he says Arizul Ani. Everything that one says Arizul Ani comes within the Gzeres HaKosov of the Fichos Zdoke. And if it comes within the Gzeres HaKosov of the Fichos Zdoke, so merely it comes within the Esther of Mitzvah Sechot Ishmael. And probably within Bal Yachal too, why not? Bal Yachal too, like all Nidrei Gobeya. So Mimele, even the Kriyashem and the excess of Bein, over and above the basic Chiyuv, comes within the Gzeres HaKosov of the Fichos Zdoke. But you'll say, so then Maiseroni too? The answer is Maiseroni is not Shayach, it should come within the Gzeres HaKosov of Bifichos Zdoke. Because Maiseroni is Mechuyev Midiraitse to be Mafrish 1/10. And if he's not Mafrish 1/10, so it's devil, the whole crop is devil. And more than 1/10, he cannot be Kerei Hashem. So how is it Shayach to say it comes within the Gzeres HaKosov of Bifichos Zdoke? Something can come within Gzeres HaKosov with Fichos Zdoke if I'm not mechuyev to be Kerei Hashem. Let's say, when I say Selazur is Zdoke. So too, as I said last time, there is a chiyuv of Zdoke, 1/10 of his income, or 1/5, but there is no chiyuv that he should be Kerei Hashem. But they are tiftach, not in titei, v'chei ochi chonimoch, do not imply that he has to be Kerei Hashem. He doesn't have to be Kerei Hashem. On the contrary, according to one Tane, so Teif Ashalois Ideal Mishesida Vishalim, so it's even better than even with respect to Nidovi, according to one Lashon in the Gemara Maseches Nidovi. So it's better not to be Nidovi. So who wants Mechuyev to give Tani? He doesn't have to be Nidovi, he doesn't have to say Ari Elai, he doesn't have to say Ari Zu, he just has to give Tani, to support Tani, to help Tani. So there is no Chiyu of being Kerei Hashem. So Bemele, whatever is Kerei Hashem Lani, comes within the Gzeres HaKosov of the Fichos Zdoke. But Maiseroni, he's Mechuyim to be Kerei Hashem. I'm 1/10. And more than 1/10, he's not Mechuyim, so it's not even Chal. So Bemele, he cannot come within the Gzeres HaKosov of the Fichos Zdoke. Now, so, as far as pain is concerned, so in respect to the minimum Chiyu, the basic Chiyu, so there too, it's not shayach that it should come with the Gzeres HaKosov of Fichos Zdoke. But here we are dealing with a